Next week, Pakistan is scheduled to hold its first national election since the U.S. military action in Afghanistan. They are the first, in fact, since well before General Pervez Musharraf seized power in a bloodless coup 3 years ago and dissolved the national and provincial assemblies. Voters will now choose new officials for these bodies. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the southern port city of Karachi, the campaign has been subdued and restrained.
It's campaign season in Pakistan. Nowhere is this more evident than on a narrow street in the heart of Karachi's bustling old city. Dozens of merchants have set up shop here. They're selling flags, pins, posters, and even battery-powered badges with blinking lights. All promotional material, as this salesman demonstrates, for the more than 70 political parties that are fielding candidates in next week's elections.
This is the PPP flag.
Okay.
But this is Pakistan Muslim League. Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan Muslim League, Nawaz Sharif. Pakistan People's Party.
Though the banner's slogans are written in Urdu, they also advertise the party names in English, using acronyms like PPP, MQM, PMLN, and so on. To help people make sense of it all, especially the huge illiterate segment of the population, the parties also identify themselves with symbols.
Symbols is tiger.
Tiger.
Oh, yes. Arrow. Arrow symbol. Pakistan People's Party, arrow single.
Tiger.
Pakistan Muslim League, Nawaz Sharif.
And what is that?
Kite.
The customers here are mostly salaried party workers. For the last month, they've been trying to outdo each other by coating the city with a thick layer of colorful posters and flags. Nihal, a Pakistan People's Party worker, is buying 10,000 flags to decorate his district. And he's upbeat about the election.
How is the campaign going so far?
First class. It's a good campaign.
But Farouk, one of the veteran salesmen here, disagrees with his customer's assessment. He says sales of party flags and posters are down at least 20% compared to the last elections held in 1997.
Public, no interest.
No interest.
No interest.
The lack of popular enthusiasm this time around is due at least in part, analysts say, to General Pervez Musharraf's strict new election regulations. He has banned large-scale rallies and demonstrations. The campaign period has been cut in half, and that's not all.
Benazir Bhutto.
Khushid Ahmad's shop prominently displays posters with photos of former Prime Ministers Nawaz Sharif and Benazir Bhutto. They are the best known of Pakistan's politicians, and they head the two most powerful political parties. But both are in exile, and both are effectively banned from running in elections.
No, they all are out of country.
Their absence hasn't stopped the parties they lead from contesting next week's elections. They've nominated scores of less famous candidates. Despite this, many of the merchants here say they will not be voting. In the past, we elected the politicians, says a flag salesman named Mohammed Pal. We gave them what they wanted, but they never gave anything back to the people, except for price hikes and more problems. The salesman's pessimistic words are heard again and again around the country. Faced with a group of unpopular politicians in an election run by a military dictator, many Pakistanis say there just isn't much point in voting next Thursday. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Karachi.